This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The 70th World Health Assembly is underway in Geneva, Switzerland. Ahead of its opening, an official with the Chinese mainland delegation standing firm in the move to block authorities from Taiwan to take part in this year's event. Li Bin with the National Health and Family Planning Commission says a refusal by the current administration on Taiwan to accept the 1992 consensus, the reason Taiwan authorities have been shut out of this year's event.
The Chinese government has a consistent stance on the Taiwan region's participation in international activities, which is the One China principle.
Taiwan was able to attend a World Health Assembly under a special arrangement based on its acceptance of the One China principle. However, Taiwan's ruling Democratic Progressive Party refusing to accept the principle after its rise to power a year ago. The refusal to accept the One China principle leading to a freeze in official cross-strait communication. U.S. President Donald Trump set to begin his first visit to Israel as U.S. president. High on Trump's agenda will be the U.S. alliance with Israel, as well as the long-stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. As part of his visit, Trump due to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu before traveling to Bethlehem to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Israel, the second leg of Trump's 9-day trip through the Middle East and Europe. As part of his first stop in Saudi Arabia, the U.S. and Saudi governments finalizing an arms deal worth an estimated $350 billion U.S. dollars. Chinese and Russian officials announcing a new joint venture in Shanghai to begin research and development of a wide-body passenger airliner. The China-Russia Commercial Aircraft International Corporation, or CRAIC, is a partnership between the Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, COMAC, and Russia's United Aircraft Corporation. The new jetliner to be a wide-body, 280-seat airliner with a flying range of some 12,000 kilometers. Plans for the new Chinese-Russian airliner come just a month after the maiden flight of the Chinese-developed narrow-body C-919. Industry observers say the new wide-body aircraft will be similar to Boeing's 787 Dreamliner. Reports suggest preliminary designs are already being drafted. Assembly of the new wide-body aircraft will take place in Shanghai. Chinese authorities announcing a reform plan for the country's oil and gas industry, eyeing better efficiency and competitiveness. Guideline calling on the market to play a decisive role in resource allocation, while the government's role should be also better played in order to safeguard national energy security, boost productivity, and meet people's needs. It's also calling on eligible companies to diversify their shareholder base and introduce mixed ownership reform in a bid to be flexible, efficient, and market-oriented. Chinese tourism investment expected to maintain rapid growth this year. The China National Tourism Administration predicting direct investment into tourism to jump by more than 20% from last year to 1.5 trillion yuan this year. Hot areas within the sector, including rural travel, big data, and tourism equipment. Over the past year, tourism revenue in China reaching nearly 4.7 trillion yuan, accounting for around 11% of the national economy. Trade ministers from the Asia-Pacific meeting in Vietnam's capital, Hanoi, to try to speed up negotiations for the conclusion of a regional trade pact. Meeting taking place a day after a meeting among trade ministers from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Grouping. Negotiations among the 16 members of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership deal began 4 years ago. Member states hoping to finalize an agreement by the end of this year. The RCEP, including China, as well as the 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, India, Japan, South Korea, and New Zealand. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan being reinstalled as his party's leader on Sunday at a special congress of the ruling Justice and Development Party. As the sole candidate, Erdogan was elected with votes of over 1,400 delegates, replacing Prime Minister Binali Yildirim after the April 16th referendum, which allowed the president to establish links with a political party. China's National Meteorological Center issuing a blue alert for rain across the northern regions of the country. Rains began hitting the greater Beijing region mid-morning this Monday, pushing down temperatures significantly. Beijing, as well as other parts of northern China, had been gripped in an unseasonable heat wave for the past few days. Forecasters are predicting the rains will continue through Tuesday. Aside from pushing down the temperatures, authorities say the rain is significantly easing the forest fire risk across the northern regions. Blue alert, the lowest on the four-tier color-coded weather warning system across China. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.